Hello and welcome to this week's ESPC podcast with David Marshall, ESPC analyst.
And Lisa Venter, paper editor and podcast host.
So David's going to talk us through his house price report, which features a look at the past 3 months. David, can you tell us a little bit about some of your key findings?
Once again, Lisa, the main thing we've seen is that there's been a real sustained increase in buyer activity. We'd obviously seen that, as you know, for most of 2013. It really did continue right up until the end of the year. If you look at the three-month period from October to December, the number of homes sold across Edinburgh, the Lothians and Fife was up by almost 50% annually. So that's a really substantial increase in the number of buyers out there. What's good to see, though, is that we're also now starting to see the number of homes coming onto the market follow suit. If you look at the number of sellers bringing their home onto the market with ESPC between October and December, that was around 30% higher than it was during the same period in 2012. So again, a real improvement in activity there on the seller side. And that's what you want to see, is obviously a balance between supply and demand, because you know that's obviously in the interests of the long-term sustainability of the market.
How do you think this impacts property buyers and sellers then?
Well, from a seller's point of view, I think it's fair to say that market conditions are probably more favourable than they have been for a number of years now. It's by no means back to the sort of the boom period, if you like, of pre-2008. But we are really seeing a sustained improvement in buyer activity and the number of sellers bringing their home to the market who are finding a buyer within, you know, the sort of typical 2 to 3 month time frame is much, much higher than it has been at any point over the last 5 years. Sales are at a much higher level, and the number of buyers in a position to secure a property is far higher than it has been. So things are certainly very positive from a seller's point of view. The one sort of note of caution that we always offer, like I say, is that do bear in mind that, you know, things aren't quite as buoyant perhaps as they were prior to the market downturn. So those conditions are a lot better. It's still worth being realistic when it comes to setting your asking price, to make sure that, you know, you don't deter potential buyers, because, you know, with the number of sellers coming onto the market also rising, there's still a healthy amount of competition among sellers out there.
Definitely. Dave, have you seen any areas that have shown specific change?
I think the probably the most buoyant area of the market, certainly in terms of buyer activity, is that sort of upper mid-market, if you like, for the sort of traditional family homes, maybe in the £300,000 to £400,000 price bracket. If you look at what's happening with house prices there, that is really the area where you are seeing slightly higher growth. And it's also, if you compare selling prices to valuations, it's where sellers are having a lot more success in achieving their home report valuation. For example, if you look at that £300,000 to £400,000 bracket, about 55% of homes over the last 3 months have achieved their valuation there. Whereas if you look at the properties valued under £100,000, only around 25% are achieving valuation. So there is a significant difference there, and we would expect that to continue. I mean, Edinburgh always does attract a high level of demand for family homes. It's clearly quite a desirable place to live for young families, so we would expect to see that trend continue throughout most of 2014.
So what is your forecast then, briefly, for 2014? What do you think people should look out for?
I think the most important thing we'll see is that the level of activity should continue to remain at the sort of levels we saw towards the end of last year. So, you know, we will continue to see the number of buyers at a good level. You will find that sellers are able to find buyers in a much shorter time frame than has been possible recently. In terms of what that will mean for house prices, our expectation is that we'll see a modest growth in the average house price. You should expect to see probably growth in the region of 3% year on year in most areas. Obviously, some more in-demand areas will perform slightly better than that, but overall, you would expect to see annual growth in the region of 3% over the course of 2014.
Well, thanks so much, Dave, for that, and catch us again in a couple of more weeks when we'll do January's 2014 house price report. That's all for now. Have a good week.
And you, Lisa.
Bye.